WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Probably best known for devising the Fujita tornado wind damage scale in 1971 with his wife, Sumiko, and becoming known as Mr. Tornado, Dr. Ted Fujita's place in the history of science was assured for his theory of microburst winds. His investigation of the Eastern Airlines Flight 66 aircraft accident in 1975 at New York's JFK Airport led him to discover the killer winds he called microbursts. Microburst accidents were responsible for previously killing more than 500 airline passengers at major U.S. airports alone. Fujita's work eventually led to the installation of Doppler radar at airports for improving aviation safety. Dr. Fujita was born October the 23rd, 1920, in Kita Kyushu City, Japan, and earned his doctoral degree from Tokyo University, where he completed an analytical study of typhoons. Fujita studied wind and pressure patterns of thunderstorms in Japan, and he speculated about downward-flowing air currents inside the thunderstorms as early as 1947. His studies, noticed by Professor Horace Byers, brought him to the University of Chicago in 1953. The starburst pattern of uprooted trees found in forests following tornadoes led Fujita to his theory of microburst winds. These patterns were similar to ones he'd seen years before when he visited Nagasaki and Hiroshima weeks after the atomic bombs were dropped to observe shockwave effects on trees and structures in the devastated areas. His microburst theory stirred controversy for many years. Many meteorologists found it difficult to believe in a concept of a microburst, a small-sized downdraft that could induce an outburst of 150 mph winds on or near the ground. But Dr. Fujita continued to collect data on microbursts, and in 1978, he detected 50 downbursts in 42 days in the Chicago area. This eventually led to widespread acceptance of the microburst concept. A master of mesoscale analysis throughout his career, Dr. Fujita's colleagues often said he was an observational genius, having the uncanny ability to theorize how things work from often limited observation. The American Meteorological Society's symposium held in January of 2000 honored the life work of Fujita. Usually these symposia are organized posthumously, but of such great importance was the work of Fujita, this one was approved in October of 1998 by the AMS Council while Dr. Fujita was still alive. Fujita retired from teaching in 1990, but he continued to conduct research until the very end. Ted Fujita died on November the 19th, 1998, at his Chicago home. Dr. Ted Fujita, one of the greatest meteorological pioneers in the field of meteorology. If you have a question about the weather, pen a note to question@weatherbrains.com.